الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن في ذلك لذكرى لمن كان له قلب أو ألقى السمع وهو شهيد. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا إن في الجسد مضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله، وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله، ألا وهي القلب. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام لوابسة: جئت تسأل عن البر والإثم؟ قال: نعم. فجمع أصابعه فضرب بها صدره، وقال: استفت نفسك، استفت قلبك ثلاثا: البر ما اطمأنت إليه النفس واطمأن إليه القلب، والإثم ما حاك في النفس وتردد في الصدر وإن أفتاك الناس. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إنما الأعمال بالنيات. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إن الرجل ليكون من أهل الصلاة والصوم والزكاة والحج والعمرة حتى ذكر سهام الخير كلها، وما يجزي يوم القيامة إلا بقدر عقله. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: يقول أهل السماء روح طيبة، ويقول أهل السماء روح خبيثة. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: يقول ملك الموت: أية النفس الطيبة، ويقول أية النفس خبيثة. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah says, indeed in that the issue mentioned in Surah Kaf pertaining to the Quran, death the hereafter, the creation of the heaven and earth. The creations of the heavens and earth, the rains and crops, the various prophets, the creation of men, etc. There exists a reminder for those who have perceptive heart or attentively listen and evaluate the truth and testify the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means that Hidayat is present in Quran. And there are good people who are saying good things from Quran, from Hadith. But if a person does not see the verses of Hidayah in Quran, so Quran is complete, but he will not get benefit of that. So he needs to read this, understand it, and follow it. So Quran is the book of Hidayah, but this Hidayah can be achieved only and only if a person wants this, needs this. The other thing is this: if a person cannot understand Quran himself, so he must listen to those people who can understand Quran and Hadith, and from there they explain these things. So then he should heartedly receive the message from them. It's like this, that either the person should himself be able to see the things, it means he should not be blind, or he must follow those people who are not blind, who can see the things. Their insight, their eyesight is good. So then he should follow them. If a person cannot see himself and does not follow the person who can see, who are not blind, so what will happen with them? Yes, they will fall in various difficult things. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, indeed there is a piece of flesh and body. When it is in order, the entire body remains in order. And when it is corrupted, the entire body becomes corrupt. No will, it is the heart. So this thing has been explained in this hadith. Actually, the thing which makes the things correct or corrupt, it's the heart and the body. Because it has two channels. One channel is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the channel of Hidayah, which is called Zamir, conscience. So, the person should follow it. And the other is the channel of Shaitan, which is called Waswasa. So, if a person is involved in Waswas and he gets effect of that, so then he may go wrong. So, for this purpose, he should be making his heart clean from the effects of his nafs, that he can understand the truth and understand the lie. For that purpose, he should clean his heart. So, that heart which is clean, which is perfect, which is good, can decide good. It's like this, that if a person is measuring with the faulty meter, so what will happen? Can he believe in the result of that? No, he cannot follow that result because that is faulty result. So if a person's heart is not clean, it's not perfect, so then that will give faulty signal. Something which is good, and the heart may say, no, it is not good. And something which is bad, that may say, no, it is very good. Just like the music. There are many people who think music is good because they are involved in the wishes of nafs. So they say, oh, it's actually feeding to the spirit. No, it is feeding to the nafs. So it means the person should make his heart clean to that level that he can understand the dirt which is there on that heart. For that purpose, he should make his nafs in control. If he does not have any control on the nafs, then the nafs will be feeding continuously the heart, and it will be destroying its good effects, good senses, and then it will be no longer a good thing. It will be catching the waswasa of shaitan, rather the hidayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for that purpose, we should have tazkiya nafs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Indeed, the person who has cleaned his nafs, it means controlled his nafs, then that is true successful. And the person who leave this nafs as it is, so then he will be completely ruined. So it means we should have to do these two things. Cleaning of the nafs and cleaning of the heart. Rasulullah said, Wabisa, you have come questioning about virtue of the sin, virtue and sin. He answered, yes. Rasulullah then clenched his fingers and struck his Wabisa's chest with them, saying thrice to him, question your soul, question your heart. Virtue is that to which your soul and heart finds contentment. Sin is that which disturbs your soul and excites your consciousness. Even though people counsel him, you the contrary. So it's actually like the internal police. External police may not be having information about the truth. Might be they would think that it's a good thing, it's a good person. But the internal police may be knowing the correct thing. So therefore, ask your internal police about what you are doing. If the signal of the internal police is that it's not okay, then follow that. Maybe Mufti will be telling you it is, contrary. So, no, don't follow that Mufti, follow that internal police. But for that purpose, you train your police. You should make your police attentive to right and wrong. And your internal police should understand the fact. For that purpose, you have to clean your nafs and clean your heart, as early said in the previous Hadith Sharif. Rasulullah said, deeds are judged in accordance to the intentions for which they were made. Subhanallah. It shows the power of intention. How much power it is. How much powerful this intention is this. If we decide about Hajj, we will go to Hajj. Okay, very good. It's a good job. And farz, if not done yet. And good nafal, if he wants to do this. Okay. But if the intention is this, that people will call me Al-Hajj, and I'll be having too much respect from the people or something like this, so this thing goes wrong. This will make your Hajj ruined. It's called Riya. So, then should be careful about it. Just like Salat, you have to offer prayers 5 times. But not for this purpose that people should call you. Oh, he's a very good person, he's praying continuously. Once Sayyidatullah Shah Bukhari Rahmatullah Alayhi was asked, he asked some person, what's your name? He says, Haji Falan. And then he asked, what is your name? He said, Nimazi Ataullah. It means the person who is praying, offering prayer. He said, what is this Nimazi Ataullah? He said, what is this Haji Falan? Yes, Hajj is first, so this Salat is also first. So I am performing that first. You are performing that first. So this should be with my name attached. So he explained the thing to that person. Said, if you have done this duty, and for that, you should not be called for that person. But if it's enough that you have performed that duty, and you should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has granted you tawfiq of that activity. So, therefore, our intention should be good in all the things. And what intention is good? This is another question. So the intention in all the things which is good is this, that you should do this to please Allah only. To please only Allah. To seek for pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the good intention for all the things. If you want to speak with someone very good in good manner, try to make your intention that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala become pleased with this. Just like you say, Assalamu alaikum to any person. Yes, it's very good dua. What you should do is only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you go to a store and you want to purchase something or you do not purchase, just see the things and you say Assalamu alaikum and start by entering. So the people, they say, Wa alaikum assalam, with great respect. Just like they are welcoming you. and they are, you can say, giving high value to you. But if you don't purchase anything from here, and then you say assalamu alaikum, alaikum salam, with that, not with that, especially those beggars who are sitting in the path, so they think, so yes, they, now he will be giving service, and you say assalamu alaikum, so their face changes. Oh, it's not a good thing, because they do not know the meaning and the effect of assalamu alaikum. Once Hazrat Malan Murpal Puli Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh was a great scholar of Tablighi Jamaat. I was with him. So many people from Tablighi Jamaat came to get his tawajjuh and standing before him. So Hazrat Malan Rahmatullah Alayh said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers and elders, I have offered a great prayer for you. I asked a great prayer for you. Assalamu alaikum is a great dua. And now you should leave me. I want to take rest. Do not disturb me. and again he was saying this thing. So it means this assalamu alaikum is a big dua. And we should understand this as a dua. Rasulullah SAW said, Afshu salam wa atimu tu'am. وَسِلُوا الرحام وَسَلُوا النَّاسُ وَنَا تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِالسَّلَامِ. So it means we should get the benefits of these four things by doing these with intention. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, some people would be of those who perform salah, kept fast, performed the hajj and Umrah, etc. Rasulullah SAW mentioned all the divisions of virtue, but dua to his other misdeeds, he will not be rewarded on the day of Qiyamah except to the extent and size of the intelligence that is in his correct belief about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Marifat, Aqal. Yes, this very much important. Just see the things. If a person, he is child, he does not have aqal at that time, and is performing very good activity. So yes, he is doing very good activity, but this will be the ajr of that will be given to his parents, because it's because of them. He does not know these things. It's because of them he is doing this thing. But he will become his baligh, his by himself. When he will be doing a very good thing, he will be rewarded for that. So it means this reward is only because of that sins, what he is having for that. So we should enhance marifat. We should enhance marifat. This is required. Just like Mujahid al-Afsani rahmatullahi alayhi has said that because of marifat, abdiyat enhances. And because of abdiyat, marifat enhances. So this is actually a cycle. Marifat enhances abdiyat, and abdiyat enhances marifat till death. And at the time of death, ibadat is complete. And with that marifat he has achieved till now, he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the inhabitants of the sky, that is the angels, well respectfully, when the souls of believers and disbelievers are uplifted to it, say a good soul and an evil soul. Yes, they will be told like this. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the angels of death would likewise say, O pure soul, O evil soul. So we should understand this, that our soul can be good and our soul can be bad because of our actions, because of our amal. So these all amal are affecting our soul. It means the soul result of our nature. is changing by our amal. So we shall meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that effect of amal, what we have been doing. So therefore, we should be trying our best to make our amal as good as possible, with the intention as good as possible, and making dua for this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun lil mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.